Today is August 31st, 2018. This one is about what people call the sinner's prayer, or a sinner's prayer, or a prayer you say when you are ready to start a relationship with Jesus, accept Him as your Lord and Savior. There seems to be some debate about it. I've seen some videos and stuff on the subject that in the title just says the sinner's prayer is a lie. And I didn't have to click on it. I already know what they're going to say. They're going to say you can't just recite a prayer and then go about your merry way. I know what they're going to say. So I think you need to expand. If you're going to say that, if you're going to bring up that point, well, one thing, it's not a lie, but you need to finish the sentence. You need to expand on that. You can't just say the sinner's prayer is a lie. That's like saying a marriage ceremony is a lie. Is a marriage ceremony a lie? Well, it's not a marriage. Just because people go to the altar and exchange vows, that's not a marriage. No. Nobody said that was the marriage. Nobody said that was the years to follow of trials and wonderful things and everything in between. It's the ceremony. It's the beginning ceremony. It's the statement of intention. It's your vows. It's the beginning. That's the same thing that saying a sinner's prayer or the sinner's prayer. See, it probably shouldn't be called that. It's, saying a prayer to initiate, to begin, to proclaim your faith in Jesus, how you want to start a walk with Him, that's not a lie. There's nothing wrong with that. How else are you going to do it? And no, it's not your relationship that follows. But it's the beginning. It's a proclamation of your faith. And He says to do that. It says, believe in your heart that He's the Son of God, and confess with your lips. Confess with your lips. So the sinner's prayer is, there's not just one prayer to say. Maybe that's where the debate comes in. It's just that there's a common one. If you look up how to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, a very common prayer will come up called the sinner's prayer. And there's so many variations, but it's just like bullet points. It covers the things that the Bible says to be aware of and to believe that He is the Son of God, come to earth in the form of a man, died on the cross for our sins, acknowledge and believe, acknowledge that you are a sinner, and really you want to be forgiven and confess your sins to Him, and you really want to start fresh, and you ask for forgiveness of your sins, and ask Him to come into your heart to give you new life, and you want to begin a new relationship with Him. You want to walk with Jesus. You want to start following Jesus. And so, yes, that's a proclamation of your newfound Jesus. And yes, you are saved. He does at that moment when you're saved. That you are receiving your salvation. Yeah, I think when they say the sinner's prayer is a lie, they're saying you can't just do this and then pat yourself on the back and say, well, I'm saved, and then go back and do whatever else you want to do and not follow through and begin this new walk with Him, this new relationship with Him. And because He knows our hearts. He knows sincere repentance, if we really are truly sorry for things. And he knows whether we're being fake or not. So, that's what I wanted to talk about. The sinner's prayer is not a lie. It is, and there's not just one thing to look up and read. There's no official prayer for anything. There's just guidelines. They're just tools to help you get going. If you are unaccustomed with prayer and you're not really sure where to begin, you can read off of, you can look it up and look up the sinner's prayer and just read over it, and you can read it out loud if you need the help. Just to understand what it is God wants from you. And then you can, you know, you can say it, but then you pull away from that and come up with your own words and talk to him one-on-one and from your own heart, from your own words, express yourself. There's no right or wrong way to pray. There's no official words to God. God loves each and every one of us, whether we are simple in words or complex in words, whether we are uneducated or hold a doctorate degree in this or that, whether we're very dull and simple and plain. Actually, I think he loves that and prefers that. He's not about all the human bells and whistles and accolades and the stuff that we value. He's not. He loves a simple, humble heart. And so just be yourself. If you're ready to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just be yourself. But you do have to understand the main, you know, the key. Acknowledge that you're a sinner. You want to start following him. You want a relationship with him. You want to learn about him and begin a new Christian walk. That's it. So and then day by day by day, you pray daily and get into the Word, study His Word, and, you know, turn on an audio Bible if that's easier for you. And hopefully, if you can find some, connect with fellow Christians. If you can find some people to pray with and do Bible study with, worship with, if you can find some people. I'm finding it growing more and more rare in this world. A lot of people are pulling away from organized religion because there's just so much yucky stuff everywhere. And I myself just prefer simple Bible study at home and just keeping fellowship very simple and plain and just keeping things pure, someone to pray with, someone to encourage, and I don't know. Things are getting down to kind of the bare minimum, I think, for us Christians. But God provides. So anyway, I just wanted to clear that up. The sinner's prayer is not a lie. They just need to expand on that thought. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm expanding on that thought. I'm saying, the sinner's prayer is just simply a proclamation of your faith. It is verbalizing your new walk with Jesus. And what follows, the Bible also says, water baptism after that to show publicly. And the baptism is not your salvation. The baptism does not, water baptism does not get you into heaven, but it's an outer sign of what Jesus has done for you. He has washed you clean. And just, Jesus himself got baptized at the beginning of his ministry. He went down to the river, and John the Baptist, his cousin, baptized him. So, baptism is what follows. And if you don't have a church to do that in, you don't have to do it that way. You can be a little bit of a hippie about it if you want to. You're going to think I'm crazy, but You can actually do it at home if that's all you have. You can have a family member who's also a Christian help you with that at home in your own bathtub. Yes, you can do that. Just, you know, pray. That's kind of how I get by in the world. There's a lot of things I can't do, and God knows it. And so God in His mercy meets me right where I'm at. So I do a lot of things hippie style. I do a lot of things kind of my own way, because it's the very best I can do. But I am aware of how it would appear that I'm a great slacker. But I see the humor in it, and I know He loves me anyway. But I always say a little prayer, "Oh God, have mercy on me." Like, you know, if I take my dinner and eat it in bed because I'm so tired, and I'm like, "God, have mercy." And I'm just so far from perfect, and I'm a mess, and it's okay. I think it's okay for us just to relax. It's a very stressful, hard world out there. We don't have to strive for our salvation. It's not based on works or anything. It's a free gift to receive. He died on the cross for our sins. We just have to receive it and follow through. Follow Him. Take up your cross and follow Him. Learn of Him. And He says, in His word, He says, blessed is he who not only hears His word, but does what it says. Just follow Him. And he's so merciful and loving and good. You don't have to be military style, perfect, religious. Forget that. No. It's a very personal thing between you and Him, and He loves you so much. So, anyway, I think that's all I wanted to say on this one. And I'm not even going to give you any example of a sinner's prayer. You can look it up and see. Look it up in His word even better. And just read, you know, like the book of Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. One of the first four books of the New Testament. Those are the Gospels. And just read one of those for yourself. And just see what it says. And make your own, if you're ready to come to Jesus, make your own proclamation of faith. Acknowledge that you're a sinner. Acknowledge that you want to be forgiven of your sins and receive His free gift of eternal life. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. He is the door. He is the way and the truth and the life. So, just go for it. He's there with open arms, and He loves you so much. Okay, that's all. Thank you for listening.